your boy Dean.
Tim.
Terran.
And what we're shooting, a special episode of the Dean's Office, which is called the Dean's List. All right. Where we highlight someone in the community that's doing something well, that's helping the community, that's have something interesting that we would like to acknowledge. So we place them on the Dean's List. And the person that we have today is
Landy. I own Landy Brands Consulting. So it's a business consulting firm focusing on business startup, business financing, business marketing, business branding, business loans. So basically I start with businesses from the beginning to the end. So if you need help from, hey, I have an idea, to actually putting it on paper, to actually making money, that's what I help businesses do.
So we about to jump into that right now. Let's go, yo.
World, you're needed in the Dean's Office.
There's a topic that we want to discuss that I want to discuss because you want to. Because you're here, I feel like we can kind of bring it up and discuss it. So, Kevin Samuels, right? I don't know if you've seen it, but man,
take a drink.
So, my man, Kevin Samuels, you know, he put a post and he was saying for when once a woman turned 35, right? She's used, or what it is?
So, if when she turned 35 and she's not married,
yeah, she's not married.
She's considered leftover.
So hold on. So I'm gonna give you a second to answer that, right? So you want to hit your drink one more time? Just make sure. Ready? All right. So now, tell me what you think.
Am I answering?
Yes.
So with the 35. Repeat the question again.
Kevin Samuels, I don't really listen to him, but he responded, he made a comment, if a woman is 35 and not married, she's considered as leftover. Okay. How do you feel about that?
So me, and hold on, before you say, and I want him, because what he means is, again, I don't know dude, so I'm just guessing what he means. So he's saying leftover, he's saying when you're at that stage in your life, you got to take whatever you can get.
Mm-hmm.
You should reduce your standards. That's if I'm getting from what he's saying.
Basically, what he's saying, you're not a high value woman because at 35, what's wrong with you?
So I would say this, right? Kevin Samuels, and I want to say this because a lot of women might not agree with me. There's certain things that he does say. I don't follow him either because he a lot of BS that he says, but. What I would say, there's certain things that he says that most people don't want to say, and he says it, and it's the truth. I'm going to give him that. But when it relates to this particular topic, I think he's BSing, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. Now, let me give you guys a little background on Kevin Samuels. Kevin Samuels is a 54, 55, maybe, you know, retirement age individual. He's been divorced twice. So he's not in the position to give anybody marriage advice. That's my first opinion.
But a lot of people still listen to him.
They do, because I honestly feel like he's...
Steve Harvey listened to him?
No, Steve Harvey is another one people take advice from, but he's been divorced.
But yeah, he's had a successful one. He has a successful one now.
All right, but y'all kind of, in saying that, y'all kind of proving Kevin Samuels' point.
What's that?
Divorce isn't anything. I mean, let me take that back. divorce isn't that's not a failure, right? Like, people, you grow out of things, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's something, just like I don't think not being married at 35 is a validation, I don't think being divorced is an indictment, you know what I mean? So I don't, you know what I mean?
See, no, I'll make sure I'm not cutting you off.
Okay, so I want to answer the question.
Go ahead. No, before you answer it, let me just get this, before I lose my train of thought, I'm like that. It's not that we're downing people that have been divorced. It's not that we're saying once you divorce, you can't have no voice. But what I'm saying is, when you're, the way that marriage was established, with the foundation of what it gives you on, marriage is, when they say when you choose to be with somebody, the marriage itself tells you to death do us part, sickness and health, right? So when someone choose not to continue that, now if you get married, if you get divorced because you're being abused, or you know, your life is in danger or something like that, or being cheated on. Hold on. If you're being cheated on,
or she got fat, that's not a reason.
Nah. You can't see, but that's what I'm saying. You gotta hold on if she fat. If one of those main reasons is not the reason why that you're getting divorced, then it comes to that you don't hold true to that value, because marriage is supposed to meant to go through, endure it all, minus the abusive relationship and being cheated on. So I think when you give advice on how to get married or how to find a perfect person, it looks a little different from somebody who divorced because of reason of not those two. But go ahead, man, finish.
Okay. So, and I agree. So, but what I would definitely, going back to answer your question, Tim, like what his question was if you are at 35 and you haven't yet been married, you are somewhat of a wasted or something.
Leftover
woman.
Even
right?
Though leftover is good.
Yeah, leftover is very good. Yeah. So I would say this. I'm a over 35 year old woman and I've never been married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what I would definitely share is if I would have maybe gotten married, and this is my personal experience, mm-hmm. if I would have gotten married maybe in my 20s or in my 30s, I probably would have been divorced now. And the reason why I say that is because the individuals that I was entertaining in that age were not people that I feel would have brought me or any...
You was better than them.
No. I'm not better than them. No. I don't. Here you go with that. No, not that I'm better than them, but what I mean is that they wouldn't have been able to understand or help me grow into the level I wanted to go. Then now it's a level of resentment. So now I would be 35 and divorced. Okay. So now I feel like I honestly feel like the ages from, you know, 33-ish to like up is when the age when you really should start thinking about getting married, because that's when really life really starts getting at you, right? So in my 20s, you know, I have, you know, there's young people here, and you want to have fun. You want to have a good time. And
so you want to get loose.
Period. Oh. And with that being said, it's just like, you know, and when I say loose, it doesn't mean like I have to go jump from guy to guy. Mm. But if I want to travel, I can do that. If I don't have any children, if I want to go to Europe, if I want to go to Spain, if I want to, I just can pick up and go. Now, when you do that at a very early age, it hinders you when you do get to that age of 34, 35, like you're like, man, now you have to kind of, there's other obstacles that kind of come in. So I would, me personally, I think that age determination that he gave, 35, that you are a leftover woman, and no, some women might not have children at 35. They might not, that's when their career is really popping off. Like your career don't really pop off. In this new millennial age, I do feel like, you know, things have changed from when I was coming up, because you know millennials now are making money at 25, 26, but that's not what it was for Kevin Samuels' generation. Kevin Samuels' generation was making, we're making money now in our late 30s, late 40s, you know, that's when we're making money. So I just don't feel like him in particular should have been the one to make that particular statement, because listen, sir, you're 55, you're divorced twice, you're dating or going on dates with Brittany Renner, if you guys know who she is, I think that's her name. Mm-hmm. Listen, yeah. You are not in a position to be giving nobody no advice when it comes to anything leftover. Because, honey, you are the leftover, the trash, and everything else. But what I would definitely share is that as a woman, I feel like now in my, and I don't mind sharing, I'm 37. I'm 30, but it's now I know what I want, right? I didn't know what I wanted at 28.
Damn, I thought you was older than that. No, what I mean is because
again, of maturity.
No.
All the things you accomplished.
It ain't got nothing to do with looks or who, whatever. I just thought she grew up with us. It's because I know you. When you know somebody so long, you kind of forget what age at, because we knew you a long. I mean, we know each other for a long time. Yeah. We like brothers and sisters. Yeah. So I just figured, I thought you was like my age. Yeah. When I said that, I didn't realize, like, damn, bro, you ain't hit this 40 yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just thought we, because we all, like, even sometimes I forget Terrell is that much younger than us, because we all,
we
whatever.
That what I mean
by 34. I'm sorry. Ooh.
You don't know how old you are.
Because we all grew up like together and did things together. Like, we could tell stories, you know what I'm saying? Like, we did
get relatable.
Yeah, so that's why I thought we were the same age group. Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good point that you pointed out because, once again, you know, people feel, I think they're going to have, some ladies will start second guessing themselves, right?
Yeah.
That this guy mentioned this about being 35. And like you said, we all in that circle, the 35-ish and up, and I know I have some female friends that are not married.
I'm a 40, my boy.
I said 30. So he tried to say, I don't hang with people less than that, but Robbie is 30-something.
But you're 43, bro. You're 35 and up club.
What I'm saying is I have female friends that's 35 and up.
So,
right? So and for them, how should they feel about that? If they're not married, they're not with kids, they know this, but they hear this guy commenting about it. You know what I mean?
I would say this. It's like, you have to understand where you at in life right now, right? Because here's the thing. I'm going to be very transparent. I don't think I would have been a good wife 10 years ago. Me, honestly, at 27 version of myself and the 37-year-old version of myself, it's two different people. So for him to come out and say that, it doesn't make sense because who you are at 27, 30 is not who you are at 35.
I like this.
So I would definitely, for the women, to answer your question, Tim, is like, no, trust me, ladies. The person you are, who I am now, was definitely not the lady I was at 30, 31, and 32.
I like that. I like what you mentioned. So you basically saying you should be preparing yourself to be a good wife and focus on that rather than saying I'm not married yet.
Correct.
So what you're saying is if you would have been 27, and you go, I want to get married, without even working on yourself first, the marriage would have failed automatically.
Correct.
Just like Kevin Sam's marriage.
So,
yes.
So you're saying now that I'm working on myself a little bit, I am prepared to be married,
yes.
But I'm not going to settle because I know what I bring to the table.
So then that brings us back. So what does that person come to?
Before, because again, I want to get a little Kevin Samuels on y'all right quick. Just right quick, and you can answer that question. I do advise.
Why you scratch your eyes when you start talking like this?
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? Because I want them to feel what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I do advise. I know it's wrong. It's taboo. I know it's sinful. I know it's something we don't want to hear and preach. But I do advise, have your kids in the 20s. Because when you, like, 49, with no responsibilities, what I mean, boy, life is great. Because think about it, two things happen. When you're in your 20s, you got to debate if I'm going to pay $20 to get in that club or get there early enough for $10. You're going to debate if I can go on this trip or I'm going to miss. Now that you're in your 40s and you have a good life, but you kind of established financially and chilling, life is great. But y'all boys that, like when I'm like, hey, Terrell, go here, I got to find a babysitter.
You know what? I don't know.
Even if you ain't gonna be with the baby daddy, hey, I'm fine. Get out the way.
You know, a risk you run though, right? Having in the early 20s, something called child support, buddy.
I'm gonna tell you. See, this is another thing too. Again, I ain't knocking nobody hustle or whatever. In my 20s, if you hit me with child support, because I was on child support. This is why I'm speaking. I know what I'm talking about. You only paying $40.
Cause he ain't got it.
I ain't got it. Now if you put me on child support now, I'm bad.
Yeah.
I'm bad. God damn it. You got me on child support. You taking all my money. I'm mad. I'm getting my check. I'm telling you, I paid child support. There's a difference paying child support when you got a minimum wage job compared to when you got a salary job.
No,
it's
right.
Different than that child
you're
support. Right. So again, I don't want to knock nobody. But
can I ask a question to the table? Maybe Blandy, you want to answer this. So would you look at a woman differently if she told, let's say you in a new setting, and you meet a woman, right? And she told you, yeah, I'm 37, 38, right? And then you ask if she's married. No, she's not married. What would be your first thought?
I would see. That's why I didn't go too hard on Kevin Samuel. I would completely, if I'm saying right now, I meet a female, and she's not married. She's 37. I would completely think something wrong with her.
Hey, I wouldn't think so. I think for me,
I would.
I wouldn't think so because I'll figure. Anybody, depending on what she
can,
is.
Can we get a Bible?
No, because think what I'm saying. Because when you look at a lot of, I'm looking at successful women, right? A lot of them not married. A lot of them not having the children because they focus more on their career. So I don't think it's something wrong with them. I just think their focus was different. But then, and that's what I'm saying. So if I'm going on somebody and they tell me, hey, I'm going to ask more questions. They got a job. They got all this other stuff.
I know we, because again, this is one of the topics that we didn't want to touch, as we stated before, about women and their roles and what men is looking for. All right. I seen we got a lot of flare up and a lot of discussion on about what a woman want, what a woman does to make herself dateable to a man compared to what a man would want a woman to do to be dateable to him. If that makes any sense. So I would say the reason why I say if someone's 37 or 35 ish that is not married, I would ask questions. Not saying I wouldn't date them, not saying I wouldn't rock with them. I'm saying I would ask questions. It's because one, women are more often more willing to be in a committed relationship, right? Compared to a man. So then the fact that I know that you want to be in a committed relationship, now my question turns to is why? Is what I'm saying. Not saying that it's negative. I'm just gonna be like, what's some of the barriers that prevented you from being married now, because I know that you have. Hold on. So well, now you
on the first date, and that's how you're gonna ask me.
So what are some of the barriers?
Hold on. This is why I'm trying to tell you. Being on child support at 20 compared to being on child support at 40 is different. When I'm in my 20s, I'm like, damn, why you got no boo-boo? But because of the job I'm in, that's how we speak to, we communicate to the people. We use the word barriers, challenges, because we know if you say issues or concerns, it is frowned upon. It makes them feel less than when you use the word issues. If I come to you and say, what's some of the barriers and challenges, you're more likely to tell me compared to if I say, what's your issue? So that's why I'm saying, because I'm wiser now, I'm going to use the word barriers, because I don't want her to think that I'm saying there's something wrong with her by saying, what's your issues are not getting together. I'm going to use the word barriers. So that's why I'm saying it will help. I'm going to ask, what's the barriers? So now when she hit me with the barriers, now I got to see, because Tim talking about, oh, she's successful. I might not want a successful girl.
Been nice. So let me ask you a question.
Go ahead and answer the question.
My bad.
In reverse though. Let's say you met a guy who's 39, 40. Because if you say 36, 37 is believable. 40 years old, right? Say I've never been married, whatever the case would be. Are you going to be like, what's going on?
Absolutely. But I would say this. I feel also, too, in this community that we put a lot of that on women. Why is it that something's wrong with the woman? Like, why is it something that's wrong with us? Like, something is wrong with me as to the reason why I'm not married at 35 or 36. I probably would have came across a gentleman, but you know, I have everything that it takes, but he's not ready to settle down. So why do we always look at it and put it, oh, it's, and I feel like that's another problem that we have in our community, is that we put all the thing onto women.
Were you in church?
I'm about to answer a question, and I'm absolutely on your side, but in life, In math, you always try to solve for X, right?
Right.
What is X? The common denominator, the thing that is, no matter where you're going, why does all these things happen, although you're in these different variables? So let's say, for example, I'm in a relationship with A, B, C, and D, and I broke up with A, B, and C, and D, then I'm gonna be like, man, A was this, B was this, C was this, D was this. They're gonna be like, you know, X, you got an X factor here, you gotta work on whatever the case will be. Like sometimes that's what we'll be looking at. They be like, okay, there's a billion people on this earth. You know what I mean? Like, unless you're like a computer, I'm behind, whatever the case will be, you've met somebody who you wanted, you know what I'm saying? Like, so why is that connection not happening, or whatever the case will be?
Yeah, so but I would chime in and kind of say this, right? From a woman's, as being the only woman here, is that, again, I'm gonna go back to saying, at the end of the day, it's like, I just feel like at a particular age, we mature more. I'm not gonna lie, there's no way I could hold a conversation. The conversation I can hold now with a significant other and actually listen to him and hear him out and make sure that I'm not talking over him, making sure I'm not overbearing, because I have a very big personality and I want things to go my way. So I had to learn these things. I was not learning these things at 31, 32, 33. I was trying to have fun. Like, I'm not trying to do that. So now it's like, okay, allowing you to finish your sentence and allowing and going back and saying, this is what I heard you say. Correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of people that I date now, they're like, whoa, like, where did you learn that? But there I was is. Not going to get that at, I was not going to learn that at 31, 30. I didn't know that at that age. I'm not saying that you can't, but those, I had to go through those experiences to learn that. So again, I don't want to be I never wanted to be someone that got married and got divorced. So I'm not going to marry you to get divorced, to get married again. So I'd rather be single and sleep in peace, because I sleep in peace every night. I ain't got to worry about anybody going through my phone, to their phone, or is he talking to somebody else? Is she talking to somebody? I don't have those worries. So that's what I would definitely share, is that I think, you know, you mature more, you get more experiences, and then again, just like when you're on a job, like the more experience that you have, the more valuable that you become. Mm. And that's just what I feel about.
I like that.
Look, and then even add open-ended questions. You ask open-ended questions so you can engage with the person more. See, these are things. See, you know,
you are talking to me like a counselor right now.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The way you respond, yes. The way you respond now in your 20s and now, thank you. So if I was dating, those are the conversations I'm having. So again, if you're having conversations like you were in your 20s and you're 30 something, that might be some of the concern.
That's not
good. Like the verbiage you're using, you shouldn't be using the same verbiage in your 20s, meaning like, yeah, how you communicate and understand someone in your 20s and you do now, your late 30s or early 40s, shouldn't be the same. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why, yes, barrier is a great word, because I understand, I now understand, I can't tell this young lady I just met, she got an issue. You know what I'm saying? I might mean it genuinely, but all she heard was wah-wah issue. Well, I'm telling her, just tell me some of the barriers, some of the challenges that prevented you from, you know, being in that relationship. So now I have a question for you. You know what I'm saying? How often have it been you broken up with them or they broken up with you?
I think breaking up, you have to be in a relationship to break up.
So you ain't been in a relationship?
I've broken up with them. In situationships, I probably had one that broke up with me. Two. And one of them.
So you only had two relationships?
No. Again, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
In relationships, I've only had two serious relationships. Mm-hmm. Serious, like for real. But in situationships where you wanted to go into relationships, where we cut it off, I've had two call it off with me, and one I sincerely regret. Like that one is, I dropped the ball, and I was like, yo, again, going back to what Kevin Samuels was saying about, you know, that gentleman came into my life and I wasn't ready for him. Straight up, like I wasn't ready. Like I didn't know how to articulate. I didn't know how to the conflict resolution. Like I compare a lot of men to him because he was like my peace in a sense. So he came in and kind of, he set the tone for a lot of men that I date now. And he was like, yo, I'm not dealing with that. Again, because I wasn't mature enough. I didn't have the experience enough to know how to converse with him. So he taught me, you know, a lot. So that one is one, you know how you have that one that got away? He was the one that got away.
You still follow him on Facebook?
I don't, but because he's married now, but I wouldn't do that. But again, that.
Hold on, you can't follow him on, you can't be Facebook friends now that he's married?
Nah, because I get in my feelings every time I look at him. Because that was supposed to be me.
So you fumbled the bag on that one?
No, I did. Okay. I did. I tell anybody I did that, I did.
How long have your longest relationship been?
Five years.
5 years? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so in that 5 years, you were like, damn, bro, why don't we marry yet?
No, I ain't want
to marry
him.
Oh, for real?
No. Like, you talk about that, like, again, that's where it comes in, when you're not ready. I would have been divorced. That's what I'm saying. I would have been divorced now. Mm-hmm. Because the things that I thought I wanted back then are not the things that I want now. Probably, you know, things that I wanted back then were, you know, materialistic things. Like, oh, he could do this and he could do that. He could buy me this. He could buy me that. He's showing my, you know, my children this. And then when you look at it, like, there's a lot of other factors that come in, like, I can't deal with the, maybe the narcissism, I can't maybe deal with the control, that can't be me. So I knew I didn't want to be divorced, so I knew that's not somebody that I wanted to marry.
Is marriage a high priority thing for you right now, or is it like, if it happens, it happens?
I think for me right now, if it happens, no, I'm going to get married, because I feel like that's the foundation. I'm going to do it for sure, but I know I don't want to be divorced. I don't want to be in a marriage too that my guy is, you know, I just feel like there's a lot of a standard there. Women, they just deal because they like that title that I'm a wife. Mm. Oh, I'm the wife. And your man is either stepping out on you. He's doing whatever he want to do. He talk to you any kind of way. He's probably beating you at home. Like, I don't want that. I genuinely am looking for a partnership. So, and to kind of grow what I have going on.
So let me ask a question. What's your cutoff?
What do you mean?
So meaning like
breaking point.
Yeah, like at what age would you say, man, pump it? I'm just going to run. Or are you going to be 80?
That's very difficult because I can't say it's 80 because I know people that got married at 42, 43.
No, but 44. I want to say, are you open to being married at 80?
No, I ain't married
at
80. I'm going to be like Oprah. Sorry.
No, at a certain point.
At a certain age, we're going to Oprah this thing out. We're going to be Oprah and Stephen. We're going to be together. I don't have to get married. We can be together, but we don't have to.
So let me ask you this question. So, what's your top three things, right? Oh, you know what? I got this thought. I was looking at this conversation where someone was saying your standards in your preference.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
It is.
Right. So your standards and your preference are two different things. So now, with that being said, what's the three things when you're dealing with a dude? Those three things have to be met before we even go there, right? It's a two-part question. What three things need to be met that has to be met that say, hey, at least he got these three things, ain't going nowhere, right? And then second, when you in a relationship, are we going in here saying like, damn, if this dude feel good in 6 months, you good, we getting married within a year? Or you still work on the same standard of years?
No. So the first question to answer that, you have to be a leader. I'm a leader. So you have to be able to lead me. And I know a lot of women that are very, you know, like high demand women or high profile women or women that have their stuff going on, they request that. So to answer your question, you have to be a leader. Like, you have to be able to lead me. So if you can't lead me, that's one. That's not going to work for me. Secondly, you have to be able to to calm me down. And what I mean, that the yin to my yang, right? Because I can go 0 to 100 quick. And I need to be able to speak to someone that, what I mean, bring me down. It's not like in a feisty way, so to say. But if I'm having a conversation with you, I can come to you for advice. So that's very imperative to me. And thirdly, you know, an ambitious man, someone ambitious. And people might say that oh, that means she's looking for somebody with money.
Okay.
Somebody with just ambitious men are never broke. Yes. I will tell you that. Ambitious men are never broke.
Because I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, ambitious men
are never broke. How long he could be broke though?
He could be broke for, you know, I'll give you 6 months. I'll
hold
you
down.
As your brother, I would judge you. Listen. You come here and be like, hey, Terrell, hey, look at Johnny. I'm like, oh, what's going on, Johnny? We get to talking. And Johnny's like, no, I ain't working right now. I'm in between jobs. And he telling me his in between jobs like 6 months from now. I'm like, yo, listen.
Yeah. I think what she's really trying to do is open up the pool so more people would come talk to her. But once again, I think whoever comes in her life knows this. 3, 4, 6 gentlemen, that dude needs to make sure he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. She got some brothers that's like, hey, you can't come here slacking. So she might say 6 months, we might be like, stop playing. Oh, buddy, you're coming in to try to take out. We need you to, just like we talked about before, right? You need to get your mind right and your money right. Because she, her mind and her money right. So we need you to be basically on the same on the same path. So I want us to keep, all of the gentlemen out there, she's a very beautiful young lady, we know. But you better get your mind right and stuff right.
We'll need people buying your car.
Hold on.
That's for $40.
No, we're not doing that.
So hold on. So before we jump in, because I know we getting close to wrapping up, so we just ask you a couple of questions. You know what I'm saying? So we get through, because again, somebody might be watching this and they might have hit those three standards. So we don't want, so now that we got the three standards created, we don't want them to be afraid to DM us and be like, hey man, like, you know, hold on, before, you are single though now, right?
I am
single. Okay, so we want to, so if you got those three standards out the way, right? Boom. So now we're going to bring it further. So how important is looks to you? Like, you can, because I hear this, it's two things women say. I don't believe them, right? Two things they say. They say looks don't matter, and what you shaking don't matter, right? So I asked you about the shaking. That's your whatever. But as far as the looks, do looks matter? Do looks matter for you?
I've dated men that ugly. Only I've dated men that only if the face that only a mother would love, right? So I would say.
It's the swag.
It has to be. Listen, you gotta have some type of swag, gotcha. Like, because it's like and this is why my friends tell me, like, maybe that's why I'm still single. I always go for the men that everybody wants, like the man that grabs the attention in the room, the man when he walks in, you know, like, yeah, right. But I've dated men like that too, that all the women want, and that, but they're like attention grabbing, right? I don't like that. That's another, that's what I think that I've learned in my 30s that I didn't know in my 20s. That I like a man that you grab the attention in the room and you can sit in the corner by yourself. And like everybody's wondering, like, yo, who is that? Like, who is he? You know, so when it comes to looks, that does play a huge part. Because nobody wants to
be ugly. I got you.
I don't know what ugly means to other people. Okay. But he has to be tall. He has to be taller than me.
Oh, let me ask a question. So, because we did discuss this. From a scale of 1 to 10, what he got to fall into?
What do you mean, in regards to looks?
Yes. From 1 to 10, what is your cutoff? Like, he can't, if he fall under this number, I can't even talk to him.
A 6.5.
So if you drop to a 6, you might as well just keep, if you're a 6.
If he's a 6, he gotta have a lot, like, he has a lot to
play. Money. I got you, got
you. Got
you.
A lot of fun. So,
hey, as y'all listening to this, if you ain't a 6, you know what I'm saying? If you a 6, you good, but you gotta have a lot of money. I got
you. And if you wanna know if you're a 6 or not, according to Tavares, if you walk in a room and there's 100 people in there, will 60 people find you attractive? That's how you know.
If you know, 60% of the people in the room.
Yes.
Because if you walk in a room with 60 people, not all of them are going to turn into boss.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but according to Tavares, if you walk in a room with 10 people and 6 people find you attractive,
that's, then you're a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have to feel comfortable going home to you.
Yeah, no, so we're comfortable walking out
of public. Yeah, so you walk away, they're gonna be like, Landy, as soon as Landy leaves the family event, we can be like,
bro, did you see that dude?
No, we're gonna be like, as long as she happy.
That's how you know, everyone, as long as she happy.
It's okay.
We're like, you happy? That's all that matters. She's like, what do you think? You're happy?
That's all that matters.
Okay, so I appreciate that. Y'all heard that. You know what I'm saying? You those three standards, you gotta be under, she'll take a 6 if you got money, but a 6.5 is the furthest she would go, she would drop. You know what I'm saying? I wanna thank her for taking out the time to have this discussion, to having sit here for 2 extended episodes of what we've discussed. So before we close out, again, just kinda tell the people some of the things you got going on, where they can find you, like where your information and what's up.
Okay, so you guys can reach me if you guys want to book a complimentary strategy session. So this is all the business owners and stuff like that. You guys may, you know, just want to figure out what is it that I do. I do offer complimentary sessions. You can go to landybrand.com, which is LandyBrand.com, and on there you can click on the link and it'll give you where you can book that. You can follow me on Instagram, which is Landy the Brand, which is LandeTheBrand. You can find me on there as well, and on Facebook, Landy Brand, LandeBrand. You can follow me on there. And my next event, I'm so excited, is the next Boss Up Brunch, which will be happening the end of July, where we're showcasing, an event where you can have a good time, you know, network and come together with other business owners and stuff like that, and kind of showcase what is it that you do, and, you know, still have a good time, vibe and listen to good music, eat good food.
Okay. So most likely the next one, the dean's office will be there to help support.
For sure.
And do more
things. Yeah, we'll shoot an episode from there.
We'll shoot our episode.
Might do it live.
That would be good.
We do it live.
We'll see what happens, how we get there. But once again, before we go, I want to just say thank you for opening up to us. Thank you for revealing the things that you do. I think you've been one of the first ones to interview. I think it's important because we enjoy know the things that you do, and we wanted everybody else to know how all of the great things you are doing.
Thank you for being aboard.
Yeah, seriously, and the same thing for me. Like I think I told you this in the past. Really admire your strength. Like she mentioned, single mother, entrepreneur, full-time job person, volunteers. It takes a lot. You think it's four of us, only one. So you gotta appreciate people like her and everybody that's just like her. Thank you too as well. She's an amazing person.
Thank you.
Okay. And that with being said, remember, what we're gonna do is we're gonna highlight people that we feel that is interesting, that we wanna put them on the dean's list. That's something we're gonna start new. If you know someone that you feel that is interesting, that needs to come on the show, just reach out to us, DM us, message us, and we'll reach out to them and set it up. We can come to you, we can do everything that's needed to highlight that person. So again, I want to thank everybody for listening, rocking with us, supporting us, liking, sharing, all the good things that you're doing. Don't forget to go to YouTube, Instagram, the_deans_office, Twitter, that's jumping. Just reach out, man, just continue to support us. And also Haiti Open for highlighting our dean's list contestant, or I don't even know what you call when you put on the dean's list, because I ain't been on it much. but I want to thank y'all, and until next time, you rock with your boy Dean
Tim
Terran.
Yo.